Here's today's federal newscast. I'm Eric White. President Trump wants to add 8,000 new full-time equivalents to the Homeland Security Department in 2018. Many of those positions would get filled at Customs and Border Protection and Immigration and Customs Enforcement. The president's budget sets aside $300 million to recruit and retain Border Patrol and immigration officers. DHS is one of the few civilian agencies that got a budget boost from the president, though some components do see reductions. Retention and recruitment issues are clearly top priorities for the Air Force as well. The 2018 budget proposal funds 4,000 more active duty airmen and also adds support staff to squadrons to lessen additional duties for airmen. The budget increases reenlistment bonuses for pilots for the first time in almost 20 years from $20,000 to $30,000. The Navy says it needs a much bigger fleet, but it won't tell Congress how much it will cost for at least another year. Federal News Radio's Tom Temin has more.
The Navy says it needs 60 more ships than it has now in order to meet global security challenges. But its 2018 budget proposal includes just 8 new ships. That's fewer than Congress approved for 2017. Officials say they need to fix readiness problems before they can offer details on growing the fleet. Those, they say, will come with the 2019 budget proposal. I'm Tom Temin.
The Small Business Administration gets closer to filling out its top leadership. The Senate Committee on Small Business and Entrepreneurship unanimously approves the nomination of Rear Admiral Athia Katsia to serve as SBA's deputy administrator. SBA head Linda McMahon recently appointed 4 new associate administrators to lead various components of the agency. The leadership pantheon at the Pentagon has 3 fewer blanks. Here's Tom Temin again with today's management report.
David Nordquist will become the new comptroller of the Defense Department after receiving confirmation in the Senate by unanimous consent. The Senate also confirms Robert Story Karam as Assistant Defense Secretary for International Security Affairs and Carrie Bingen as Principal Deputy Undersecretary for Intelligence. 3 more defense management nominees are still waiting for a vote. Senators also confirmed former Iowa Governor Terry Branstad as ambassador to China. I'm Tom Temin.
Top Democrats in the House and Senate ask Interior Secretary Ryan Zinke not to eliminate any national monuments. The minority leaders and whips of both chambers send a letter to Zinke reminding him of the cultural and historical significance of national monuments, which they say are under threat. An April executive order from President Trump called for a review of several sites. The senators sponsoring the Modernizing Government Technology Act are pressing their colleagues to take quick action on the bill. Senators Jerry Moran and Tom Udall write to members of the Homeland Security and Governmental Affairs Committee asking for swift consideration of the legislation. Moran and Udall say the bill is needed to move agencies off old technology systems and improve federal cybersecurity. The House passed the MGT Act earlier in May. GSA strikes a new long-term deal with its smart identity card provider.
The General Services Administration isn't changing vendors to run its identity management shared service center. GSA awards DXC Technology a 10-year, $154 million contract to continue to provide services to civilian agencies. DXC Technology is a newly merged company of HP Enterprise Services and CSC. HPES has run the identity management center since 2007. The GSA Shared Service Center provides identity management services for about 600,000 federal employees and contractors across 105 agencies. I'm Jason Miller.
It's not phony baloney, but it still poses a risk to U.S. consumers. Customs and Border Protection says it sees 30 rolls of Mexican baloney at its Santa Teresa airport. CBP says baloney is a prohibited product because it's made from pork and could potentially introduce foreign animal diseases to the U.S. pork industry. Find these stories on federalnewsradio.com and subscribe to the Federal Newscast on Podcast One or iTunes. You can also follow us on Twitter at Federal Newscast. I'm Eric White.
Dunkin' Cold Coffee can be brewed at home in your Keurig coffee maker with Dunkin' Cold K-Cup Pods. Just brew it hot over ice and enjoy flavor that's crafted to serve cold. The home with Dunkin' is where you want to be.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.